Hello, I'm Ötzi the Iceman, and I'm a celebrity. Please, get me out of here. More than 5,000 years ago, I was a man among men, hiking through the Alps, whistling, singing songs about the life of a lonely goatherd, and swinging my axe. If Julie Andrews had been around then, she would have been smitten, and not by the axe. I wore the best gear, a leather loincloth, a cap of warm bear fur, stylish mountain boots, the latest design, and a few saucy tattoos. But around 3150 BC, there was this unfortunate encounter with an enemy arrow. Shot in the back, I lay myself down in the snow, and well, that was it. Not much happened for about the next 5,000 years. You could say things moved at a glacial pace. But I remained mummified, preserved in ice until 25 years ago, when the climate changed, and my 5,000-year-old ice coffin melted. I was discovered, dragged off to a museum and displayed in a glass coffin. Since then, I've been filmed, discussed, dissected, DNA'd, and X-rayed. Frankly, it's been humiliating, and there seems to be no end to the exploitation and violation of my privacy. Take my Last Supper, for instance. You may as well, for that's what one scientist has done. Yes, it was a lovely goat, fatty and tasty, but this scientist concludes there were flies and ash in my gut, and criticizes my hygiene habits. He should try killing and cooking a goat at 3,000 meters above sea level. And yes, I had gallstones in my bladder as well. Have you checked your bladder lately? I understand there's been some controversy over who found me and in which country I was at the time of the discovery. Does it matter? In my time as an alpine guide, I could roam the Tyrolean mountains without a care, slaying a goat here, a sheep there, sliding down the slopes, laughing at danger. Those were the days. And now, somebody has stolen my shoes. They were a fine pair. Bearskin for the soles, deer hide for the top, and socks made from bark. Stylish and waterproof, they kept my feet warm and dry. And now, someone is patenting them and will likely make a fortune from selling Ötzi the Iceman snowshoes. Will I receive royalties? I may as well wish for another ice age. Or a decent burial. Then there's the curious case of my descendants. This newfangled DNA sequencing thing has led to the discovery of 19 of my relatives living in Tyrol. Some of them have been to visit me in the museum. Gosh, they were tall and handsome. I wanted to give them some advice. Don't turn your back when chased by someone with a bow and arrow. And don't let anyone steal your shoe design.